Yes, that's right. You're listening to RTU 98.5. Now, I am very excited to talk to my next guest. He is part of a band who I think we're all going to know. And say if we went fast forward like a decade, they're going to be huge. They're going to be ginormous. They're going to be taking over the world at that point. I am talking about the band Park Road. I'm delighted to have Leo on the line with me right now. Good morning, Leo.
Good morning.
How are
very
you?
Kind words. I'm very good now that I've had that intro.
Yeah, you're welcome for that. You owe me. Now, just before you went on here, I asked how you were, how'd the release go and all that, and you said it was a big weekend. Now, if there's anything I love in the world, it's a big weekend. So, pray tell, how did this release look for you guys? What happened?
Thursday night, we had a listening party, a little intimate one, but it was real cool. Played the vinyl, which was crazy to hold our record. That was a fun night. And then on Friday, album came out, and we played BFM live to air.
Nice. Well done.
There was a good turnout. It was crazy. And then, you know, had a little bit of a celebration on Friday night.
So coy. I love it.
And then spent Saturday sleeping.
Perfect. Fantastic. Now tell me, what is it like to hold a vinyl of your own music? Was it a bit of a, like, wow moment of, like, oh, we've actually done this?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. It was, like, we've had the test pressings for a while, but when we got the, like, real ones with the real artwork, it all looked so great, and it was, like, felt crazy holding a physical copy. But I think the biggest moment was when we went into Real Groovy on the day, and it was in store, and we, like... We were looking for it over the store, and then I finally spotted it in the corner, and like right as I spotted it, some guy was going reaching for it off the shelf, and I was like, okay,
yes, someone's buying it. Yeah. I'm so happy for you guys. It must be such a exciting experience for you. Tell me about making this album. How was that whole process?
It was the best time, really. It was like, it was quite a long period of time. It was kind of like this time of the year when we fully were getting into it. So it was like pretty gloomy outside. And we spent a lot of days, like full days, full nights in the studio, working on it with our producer, Josh Edmonds. It was a really good time. It was like we kind of all just like went fully into the album. I like quit my job at the time.
Oh my god. Oh whoa, you really
fully dedicated like ourselves into the album, which was really cool. I feel like that was the best way to do it. Got into the world of it. But yeah, it was a lengthy process, but super rewarding when we finally finished it. And now to finally have it out, it's like the best feeling.
Yeah, well, oh my god, quitting your job, you really were dedicated. Now now did it kind of so it's called The Novel. Did the novel finish where you thought it was? Like, does it sound what you expected it to?
Yeah, I mean it does sound how I expected it to. We spent a lot of time at the end of it fully polishing off the production. Me and Carlos from the band actually like co-produced it with our producer, which was cool to like, I don't know, we'd never really, I've done a lot of production in the past, but like never really for Park Road, like, but this one felt like exactly what we wanted to sound like, because me and Carlos had our inputs on the actual recording of it, which was really important for that, I reckon. But yeah.
Yeah,
I'm super proud of how it sounds.
I think that is quite an important detail, actually. Now, tell me about... now, it's a song I'm going to play after this interview, but it was released kind of as a final single, Call Me Up. Who's calling you up? That's such a shit question. No, tell me a little bit about Call Me Up, because I quite enjoyed it, and I liked how you had picked it up as a single. Was it always intended like that?
That song actually was one of the last songs of the album that we made, and it was kind of like a forgotten demo that we had. We actually created it when we were in the studio recording something else. I was like making this demo on my computer, and then we like recorded a rough thing and then kind of just forgot about it. But then one day I was in Wellington and Tom actually called me up and he was like, bro, I just sent you a song. Like, I think this one should be in the album. And he was really excited about it. And then I listened to it and I was like, oh yeah, shit. This is kind of what the album has been missing. And then that was like kind of the last song that we recorded for the album. And it just felt like exactly what the album was missing at the time. Kind of like the party banger, I guess.
Right. Oh, that's so interesting.
Feel good track.
Oh, I kind of love it. It's got a better story than I anticipated. That's great. Now, I want to say I saw a video. Were a bunch of you trying to do American accents? Like, you were holding your vinyl, and is that what was going on in there? Like, you were all trying to do fake American accents or something? It was very confusing. I didn't know what was going on.
Oh, my God. I don't know what this video is.
Oh, it's on your socials. Oh, well. Maybe imagining it, but oh, well. Now, I want to just take a step back for a sec, because I remember the first time I interviewed you guys. It was like your first or second ever song release. And since then, you guys have kind of exploded a bit. You've done a lot of shows. I feel like everyone kind of is a bit more aware of you guys now. From your perspective, does it feel like it's been this like quick kind of explosive experience?
Kind of in the past couple of years, but we have also been doing it for over 5 years now, like as a band.
Wow.
So it kind of feels like both. It's like there was definitely a few years there, like where we were playing some pretty gnarly gigs. but I think those like made us who we are now, and like were super huge for us at that time. I feel like in the last couple of years it has felt like it's picked up a lot, but yeah, it has also been a long process.
Well, congratulations. I mean, you guys should be stoked. Do you already have ideas for the next album? Like, are you already looking forward?
Yeah, to be honest, we finished this album. We actually like had it mastered in something like September last year.
Oof.
So it's like, it's been a long time, and we're already knee deep in the next album.
Oh, fantastic. Like, that's great.
Yeah, which is super exciting. I'm super excited with a few of the songs we've written recently.
I can't wait to hear that. Because like it never ceases to amaze me, like, how slow the process is from, you know, recording to mastering to releasing all that. Are you like a patient person? Have you been able to deal with this very well?
I feel like this album has been a test on my patience. But I think I am, yeah. I've like learned to trust the process a bit.
Oh.
We were supposed to release it like last year. But I'm glad we didn't now, because now it feels like the right time too. And the wait was worth it. But yeah, next time it's going to be. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I have to admire you. I don't know how the hell you sit and wait for so long. But I think you're right. Yeah, now is the perfect time for this album. So, Leo, I just want to thank you for joining me this morning. You guys should be really stoked with this album. And it's fantastic to see you guys really exploding at the moment. So it's a real pleasure for me to have a chat with you this morning. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And now, don't do anything too silly. You know, do you have a tour coming up or anything?
Yes, we're about to head to Australia on Thursday.
Oh my God, are you? Tour. Holy shit.
Yeah. Pretty excited for that one.
Okay. Like, well, tours can be a lot of fun, but I mean it. Don't do anything stupid. Don't hurt yourself. or if you're playing on stage with a cast or something, it's not very sexy. So please have a great time, but yeah, don't kill yourselves. That's the worst thing to ever.
I'll try to dodge the
the snakes, Australian wildlife. The spiders, yeah. All of it. God, be careful.
And I'm a bit apprehensive about that one, but.
Okay, well, I'm not doing anything to help the situation. I'm so sorry. Leo, it is a pleasure to talk to you. You should be stoked. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you so much. You too.
And that is the lovely Leo from Park Road. Really exploding at the moment as a band. It's exciting to watch. And now here is their final single for you now. It's called Call Me Up. It's on their brand new album, The Novel, which is out now.